Good evening. Tonight on We the People, we're talking about results. And no, we're not talking about the ones that are going to come out on the 23rd of May. Right now, students across India are discussing scores, cutoffs. They're panicking about admission lists. Many have passed their CBSE and ICSE board exams with flying colors. Yet there are many who are bearing the brunt of having scored much lower than what they and possibly their parents, relatives and others had expected. And tonight we're asking, do grades guarantee success? Or what matters more, aptitude or attitude? On the show tonight, we have Delhi's Education Minister, Mr. Manish Sisodia, and a man who's on a high these days, who can take a break from the heat, dust and the violence of the campaign trail, I must add, to bask in the fact that this year has seen the best ever results by government schools in Delhi. We have Ma'am Shama Chona. She's a former principal of the DPS R.K. Puram. We have Mr. C.B. Sharma, chairman of the Indira Gandhi National Open University. Vineet Vincent joins us. He's a beatboxer. He possibly needs no introduction, a musician, an MC, performing artist who has proved that once board exam results don't define you forever, or they certainly should not define you forever. We have Dr. Amit Sen, he's a child psychiatrist, and we have Kusha Kapila, a social media blogger who wears many hats. She has many alter egos, and we're going to ask her tonight what she was like as a student. But I want to start now with Karishma Arora. Karishma, you are the CBSE topper for this year.
Yes.
Fantastic, congratulations. What have you scored?
499 out of 500.
Wait, hold on. 499 out of 500.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds insane. Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
So, with scores like that, one would expect that you can be anyone you want to be in life. What do you want to do now?
I'm planning to do psychology honors from Delhi University, and I want to combine my academics as well as my passion, that is Kathak, and I want to
wait. With 499 out of 500, you have passions.
Yes.
You have hobbies.
Yes.
You have side interests.
Definitely.
Really?
Yes.
So you're a dancer.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to become a dance therapist.
Okay.
So I want to reach out and help people by spreading happiness through dance.
Fantastic. No, so you act, did you practice your dancing? Did you keep up your dancing during the past year when you were studying?
Yes, I'm learning Kathak from past 7 years from a very renowned artist in Delhi, Srimati Gitanjali Lalji. And I'm also under the learning under the tutelage of Srimati Vidha Lalji and Sri Abhimanyu Lalji.
So not all teachers are within the four walls of a classroom. But tell us, Karishma, so, you know, people, kids study for such long hours to take the CBSE, the board exams, right? You also dance also requires time. So how much time did you give to dance? Are there days that you went without dance?
Dance was very relaxing for me, actually. Okay. And it proved to be a stress buffer. So
that's a great point.
So there was a balance of both.
So you didn't become a recluse to get these scores?
No.
So, you know, honestly, if this is what you were going to do, you didn't need 499 out of 500, right? You could have possibly taken a little easier. Did you, was topping important for you, or did you just want to do your best? I'm trying to understand. Were you expecting to top?
My papers went quite well, so I was expecting 97, 95 plus I was expecting, but
so you're not going to give your paper back for re-evaluation for that one
mark? Not. I'm very happy and satisfied. Yeah.
No, there are reports that some kids are for that one mark.
I'm very happy and satisfied.
Okay, so do your best is what you're saying is most important. Kushak, you know, can you come in over here? That seems to be the mantra now for kids. Just do your best every day. And you have to do your best in the field that you're in, because every day, every moment is a new video and likes, and people have to like you for that. So it's very tough not to keep up with expectations. How do you deal with that?
I mean, initially when I started it, it was a little too much for me, like the pressure of it, because I am on social media, which is all too demanding. Mm. But I would like to say here that it doesn't matter what you choose in your life, and if it isn't in the conventional realms of what you think it is, you will still have to put in the hard work. You will still have to be persistent. You will still have to be extremely focused on what you want to do. I have dabbled in so many things my entire career. I have done everything from being a fashion forecaster.
This is not your first choice.
Absolutely
so
not.
So you failed in other things.
I won't say I have failed, but I have persisted in doing what I could. And I always tell somebody, if you have no idea what to do, pick something you least hate. at least you could be really consistent in doing that. And that's what I did. And for the first 7-8 years, I have done almost every, I have been a writer, I have worked with brands, I have worked in advertising, and I did not know what I wanted to do.
So out of curiosity, what were your scores like?
I was a good student, okay, but even that wasn't enough. I couldn't get into the colleges I wanted because I scored about 88%, and it wasn't enough at that point. I could only get into literature at that point because there was an entrance examination. But I couldn't get into the colleges that I wanted to. But I mostly relied on entrance examinations to get in anywhere. But once I got into literature, I realized this is not what I want to do. Then I got into design, and it was 2 years into the course I realized this is not what I want to do. I think we spend so much time trying to understand what's around us that we're not aware of who we are. And I feel like you need to take that time out to realize what is your motivation.
No, but there's so much pressure. How can you, it's easy to tell kids today,
you're
super successful, you monetize something that is fun, you do something that's fun every day.
Yeah.
But how can you tell a child, you know, find out who you are? How does anyone know at 18 who they are?
But only at the age of 29. I figured what I wanted to do at the age of 29, and I feel I am the hope, if you may say. I mean, I wasn't good at what I was doing in school. I wasn't good at what I was doing at a design college. I was so, so frustrated with my life. I would go sit on a stitching machine and be like, why am I doing this? But I did not know any better that time. And I just wanted to finish the course and figure out what is it that I wanted to do. Internet was not thriving the way it was thriving a decade ago, but it did. I was at the right place at the right time.
Correct.
I had the chance.
That's honest
and I
of
made
you.
And I made sure that I get it. I was hungry and I got it. And I feel like if you're hungry for it, if you know, if you're going to be focused, you could reach there. You could.
So, Kusha, what would, you know, Guri, the mummy, or Billy Mossy say? Have they called up all the kids in the neighborhood to find out what their scores are like?
Well, Billy Mossy's younger one is anyway extremely stupid. So, Jyoti, he has not scored anything. So, I'll let him be. Let him fly. Let him do what he wants to do. Maybe he wants to be a dancer. Maybe he wants to be an artist. Who knows?
Maybe perfect. He wants to be a...
For now, Jyoti.
Jyoti to marks for now.
Okay, you know, I think you've touched upon something really interesting, which is the entrance exams.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of the times we say there are so many entrance exams that students have to give and there's so much pressure on them. But for someone who hasn't done well in the CBSE, it's a good way of saying, look, this is not the be-all and the end-all in the world. You're Akanksha, right?
Yes.
You're also somebody who benefited from an entrance exam. Tell us your story.
Yes. Hi. So even I ended up getting, you know, 89% in 12th like you. So I was a bright student.
89% is not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I couldn't get into the college of my choice at that time also. I ended up getting 69 in English, which wasn't expected out of me. So I gave an entrance exam for business economics at Delhi University, and I pursued that. So after pursuing that, I made sure, you know, that I kept building my profile. You know, I worked hard, very hard. I did internships, worked with certain NGOs, you know, to discover what I'm good at. So I kept doing a number of co-curricular activities, which actually led me to, you know, clear my GMAT and go to London School of Economics for my master's. And not only that, now I'm an education counselor.
So you went to the LSE for your master's. Do the board results matter when you're going applying for all these, or do you have to get a basic like first class? Or
yeah, so you need a basic first class. They don't actually matter. Your college results also, you need just a basic first class.
So for any student who's watching right now who's done badly, this is not the be all and end all.
Yes, this is not
there
the
are
end.
Other options.
Yes. So keep working hard, focus on your profile, set your goals right, keep working towards them, focus more on skill development.
And right now you run a business that,
yes,
I mean, you've taken when life gave you lemons, you made lemonade. You run a business where you help students who necessarily may not have done well figure out their future paths.
Right,
is
right.
that correct?
Yes, so absolutely. I'm into education consulting now, where I counsel students, you know, focusing on developing their profiles and how they can make it to these top-notch B schools and top-notch universities across the globe. Because these universities, they not just focus on your grades. They see what you bring as a portfolio. What all activities have you done, you know, apart from your co-curriculars. So that is very important along with your academics. So don't be disheartened. Just keep following, you know, your dreams, and I'm sure you'll be able to do well.
Okay. Mr. Sisodia, first of all, before I come to you with questions, congratulations. The Delhi government school numbers, standards, pass percentages higher than the national average. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The credit goes to teachers, students, parents, everybody. It's not me. It's the entire team working on this.
But was it, 5 years on, we've had you on various shows over the years, but we've been critical asking what has actually happened on the ground. So 5 years on, you think it was an easy investment to make? It was a low-hanging fruit for the Aam Aadmi Party to focus on them. Results have come out pretty soon.
5 years पहले हम लोग जब शुरू करते थे तो हमें लगता था यार ये सरकारी स्कूल में जब हम जाते हैं तो यहाँ चारों तरफ जाले लगे हुए हैं, खिड़कियाँ टूटी हुई हैं, डेस्क नहीं है, सरकारी सिस्टम जकड़ा हुआ है कि नहीं डेस्क तो सिर्फ तिहाड़ जेल से खरीदेंगे, उसके अलावा मार्केट से ओपन मार्केट से हम डेस्क नहीं खरीद सकते. उन सब के बीच से और समवेयर मोटिवेटेड टीचर्स, वेरी टैलेंटेड टीचर्स बट समवेयर डीमोटिवेटेड टीचर्स, इन सब के बीच से कहाँ से निकालेंगे. बट आई एम ग्लैड कि 5 साल 4 साल के अंदर अंदर ये चीज़ें आई हैं और देखने को मिला है. पोटेंशियल है. The only thing is ki of course money was required, so we provided budget. Of course focus was required from the top, that Intense. We provided. The talent is there, talent was already there. Students bhi unhi background se aate hain, teachers bhi wahi log hain. But now at least ambience change hua hai. Aur us ambience ki wajah se government school system ek pride government system, pride school system ban gaya hai aaj Delhi mein. Which I mean many of my teachers can share who are here. Main ye hai ki aap jo baat kar rahe the dono se ki abhi देश में एजुकेशन को लेके बहुत बड़े रिफॉर्म्स होने की जरूरत है. जब हम एजुकेशन रिफॉर्म्स की बात करते हैं तो हम राइट टू एजुकेशन कहीं से लेके आ जाते हैं, ठीक है, इट्स नीडेड. हम कहीं से नो डिटेंशन पॉलिसी लेके आ जाते हैं, कॉपी पेस्ट कर देते हैं, ठीक है, नीडेड. बट बड़े पैमाने पे व्हाई देयर शुड नॉट बी अ सिस्टम जहां 60% लाने वाले बच्चे को भी लगे कि मेरा एडमिशन तो हो जाएगा, आई डोंट वरी, लेट मी फ्लोट अराउंड.
वेरी गुड.
वो जो कॉन्फिडेंस उनके अंदर था, या 89% लाने के बाद में व्हाई कांट अ गर्ल और बॉय थिंक आफ्टर गेटिंग 89% I don't mind even if going to college, which is jiski cut off last year 60% thi. Wo kyon 99% pe jayega? Because demand aur supply mein bahut bada gap hai.
Correct.
Dusra
which is why I want to just bring in the statistic. Yeah. You are the education minister, not just for government schools, for all schools. The CBSE class 12 board results declared this week, percentage of students scoring about 95 has gone up by 38.4. Right? This is going to affect Delhi University admissions. So what kind of a system is this? What kind of an exam is this, sir? If everybody is getting above 90, then what are we grading?
Sabko 100 lene do, ne kya dikkat hai? Sabko 100% lene do. Aap bol rahe ho 95% agar sabko mil rahe hain, to kya exam hai? Main bol raha hu ki hum ye marks ki base pe sara kuch evaluation kar hi kyun rahe hain? This is one exam, one way of examination. आपने कहा एक entrance examination है. Evaluation हम लोगों ने तरह तरह के बनाए थे, लेकिन because of lack of experience और will नहीं था, political will नहीं थी या administrative will नहीं थी, तो वो establish नहीं हो पाए. लेकिन 360 degree evaluation होना चाहिए. इसीलिए मैंने बोला कि एक exam पे एक लड़की को 89% मिलता है और वो आज सुन रहे कि it was not bad or it was good. Why? Why this question should be there? अगर avenues उनके पास में इतने हैं कि उनकी choice है, फिर उनको जिस subject में जाना है, हो सकता है उसकी cut off 60% रही हो. आज इन्होंने इतने field बदले हैं, हो सकता है 88% लाने के बाद इनको पसंद आता है वो 60% वाला college जहां last year, don't mind. लेकिन उसके लिए आपको avenues देने पड़ेंगे. हमारे देश में education हमारी priority रही नहीं है. सबसे बड़ी problem ये है. हमने education, हमें लगा हमें सड़कें बना देंगे देश develop हो जाएगा. मैंने जब इन्वेस्ट करना शुरू किया अपना टाइम और मनी, मतलब अपना मींस गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से, तो द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन आई वाज बीइंग आस्क्ड अगेन एंड अगेन, सर आप स्कूल पे बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं लेकिन थोड़ा ना डेवलपमेंट पे भी करिए. व्हाट इज डेवलपमेंट देन? सर थोड़ा कैपिटल पे भी कीजिए, कैपिटल डेवलपमेंट भी. व्हाट इज कैपिटल देन? तो ये जो हमारे नोशनल डेफिनेशंस ऑफ कैपिटल डेवलपमेंट बहुत लिमिटेड हो गई है ना, इनको ओपन करना पड़ेगा. वंस वी ओपन इट, सरकारों के पास पैसे की कमी नहीं है, चॉइसिस की कमी नहीं है.
Ma'am Chuna, if you can come in over here, you know, on one hand, the way this debate is also flowing and what you see online, you see social influencers and everyone nowadays saying that, look, it's okay if you haven't got the grades. There are so many other opportunities on the other hand. Is that also detrimental? Because not all students honestly have the same opportunities than, you know, than let's say I do, for example.
Yes. I think I fully agree with our Honorable Minister sitting here. About education, it's not just marks. Education is all about, I think, a personality development, which is holistic. Now, a child who's got 80% marks and somebody who's got 99.9% marks, if you compare the two personalities, it's not necessary that one is lesser or more. It's just that the opportunities that the students need to create for themselves are always depending on the government, not necessary. I think they can create their own opportunities. It's all about life, which is dependent on of a young boy or girl into greater curiosity, into greater innovation, into greater development. Because why wait for the various colleges to be entered? You can start doing anything even without a college and do very well. I must tell you that the worst of my students in DPS are doing very, very well today. And the best of them are fighting battles. Because when you're a perfectionist, it's very hard for you to accept the society the way it is. I like average children, and I think average children do very well in life. I think you agree with me. Let's not discard anybody who's got one mark less or two marks more, because I think intelligence is not just academic achievement.
No, but, you know, then what is the reason for a student who's doing very well to want to do very well or to top? If I just want to play devil's advocate. On the other hand, then if average students are great and do better in life, then why does anyone need to top? Let's go across. What's your name?
Ishika,
you're a student. You just did the CBSE. How did you do? How did you fare?
I scored 97%. So I guess I can get admission in the college I want to.
And you're happy with
97? Yeah, I'm very happy.
And you had tuitions?
No, I did not have many tuitions. I had just one for economics. Which I'm really thankful for, because I was able to make the right choice and I had the best economics tuition.
And how did you do in economics? So, how did you do in economics?
I scored 95%, which was a great achievement because I was very weak in economics.
Which is why you took tuitions. We have other students here. Hello. What's your story?
My name is Raghav. I'm from Bal Bharati School, Pitampura. I scored 90% in CBSE. I'm a PCM student.
Okay.
I also took tuitions for maths, physics, and chemistry. I think I didn't need them, but somewhat or the other, we do need them because it opens scope for a little more individual attention than school. Because in schools, the teachers are way too focused on the syllabus, the exam pattern. So I think the individual attention that some students need, that gets neglected.
So are you happy with your grades after all these tuitions?
Yeah, I'm happy.
And what are you going to do next?
I will do aeronautical engineering.
Aeronautical engineering.
Yeah.
Okay. We also have Sana here. Can I identify Sana? Okay, this is Sana. Sana is the government school topper of CBSE. Sana, congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bataiye, tell us your story. Aapki background kya hai?
My name is Sana and I'm from RSKV number 2, Jama Masjid, Urdu medium, and I have scored 97.6%. Wow. I'm very happy. And firstly, I would like to thank my parents, my teachers, my principal ma'am. They all are very supportive. And I would like to thank Manish sir. Thank you, sir. मुझे जो न्यूज़ मिली डेल्टा पर बनने की वो सर ने ही दी थी, तो मैं उसके लिए सर को बहुत बहुत थैंक यू बोलना चाहती हूँ. वो मेरे लिए बहुत अच्छा मोमेंट था और आपने उस मोमेंट को बहुत ज़्यादा स्पेशल बना दिया. थैंक यू सर.
सो यू हर्ड फ्रॉम सर, यू डिडंट नो इट योरसेल्फ, योर स्कूल डिडंट नो कि आप टॉपर थे?
नो.
Wow, that's interesting. So, give us a little bit about your background. What do your parents do? You've only studied in government schools?
Yes.
All the time. Were you expecting to top?
No, definitely no. But ये था कि अच्छे marks आएंगे, मेहनत की है तो, लेकिन इतना बड़ा surprise मिलेगा ये मैंने सोचा नहीं था.
And how has life changed for you over the years? जो आप government schools में पढ़ रहे थे, how different has it been 5 साल पहले और अब?
बहुत ज़्यादा difference आया है, मैंने देखे हैं खुद. मैंने शुरू से ही इसी school में पढ़ा है, तो बहुत ज़्यादा डिफरेंस देखने को मिला है डेस्क वगैरह, एजुकेशन सिस्टम पे, और टीचर्स वगैरह पे ज़्यादा ध्यान देने लगे हैं बच्चों पे. एक्चुअली आई हैव टू प्रूव दैट गवर्नमेंट स्कूल हैज़ बैड नेम, बट दे स्कोर मोर देन द पब्लिक स्कूल.
Mr. Sharma, you know, come in here. Open University was at
open
one
school.
Open
National
school,
Institute
yes.
Of open schooling.
Open schooling was at one point, you know, looked down upon, or that, you know, artists, people who are dancing and not interested in studying, they would go over there. come in on this whole debate about now when we're saying, look, this is not the be-all and end-all, and it's okay not to do well in your board exam, then is there a danger in that too? Because even cracking the system says a lot about discipline, which is what you need in life to succeed in anything.
Let me start the debate by saying congratulations to Manish ji. He has done a tremendous job, right? I visited government schools of Delhi and seen this tremendous change and transformation. Children are happy, parents are happy. But don't forget, Delhi is just a small state. This is happening at the national level as well, which we are not recognizing. CBSE has transformed tremendously in the last 1 year. It has brought about changes. What you are saying, why should anybody take physics, chemistry, mathematics? CBSE has done away with it. You can take any subject plus a language, which is compulsory as per the national curriculum framework. So that is compulsory, but that, beyond that, do anything. Like what NIOS used to do. National Institute of Open Schooling is a flexible board, and it has been providing that for decades. You can take physics with dancing, painting with economics. And our children have done very well. Name, I won't take names because they may not like it. Who's who of India are appearing for my board now? They, because they cannot go to the regular schools, right? That is coming about in CBSE. CBSE needed a transformation. Manish ji said, what did we do with education all these decades and years, 45 years, 50 years? That is what CBSE has done. Did you hear of any question paper leaked this year? Why? There were double encryption of question papers, which with the experience of last year, CBSE did. What we need to do is transform education. See, there cannot be just one platform. We have schools which get the best students, and peer group really matters. But we also have schools where children of the first generation learners come, and we put both of them on the same pedestal and say, this school is not good. Compare that school, compare the result of that school vis-a-vis the parental income, their educational background, which we are not doing. What is, how is it? We said no to PISA. We have committed to PISA this year, 2022, we'll be going for that. We need to put ourselves into competition, which India is doing now. We have put the Navodaya Vidyalaya, Kendriya Vidyalaya and the Chandigarh schools to PISA. We'll be facing that. In a scale of 73 countries, India was 72. Let us see what happens 2022.
So, Mr. Sisodia, you've said that a lot of the students who go to these government schools where the pass percentage is now above the national average are first-time, first-generation students.
Maximum of them. मैं तो जाके स्कूल्स में पूछता रहता हूँ कि आप में से कितने लोगों के दोनों पेरेंट्स ग्रेजुएट हैं. 90% केसेस में पेरेंट्स मतलब दोनों पेरेंट्स तो ग्रेजुएट नहीं मिलते हैं.
मनीष जी नहीं बोलेंगे, मैं इसके बारे में बोलूंगा. दिल्ली विद्यालयों को मेरी टीम विजिट की थी. ये इनका विद्यालय है लेकिन मैं बोलूंगा. मेरी टीम ने पूछा बच्चों से कैसा लग रहा है. फर्स्ट जनरेशन लर्नर, पेरेंट्स बाहर बैठे थे, एक भी शब्द अंग्रेजी का नहीं बोल सकते थे. बच्चे फटाफट अंग्रेजी बोल रहे हैं. बाहर निकल के पेरेंट्स से पूछा, really low income growth. और उन्होंने कहा कि अगर स्कूल ये बंद हो गया तो मेरा क्या होगा. इतना ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन आ रहा है. बहुत बहुत बधाई मनीष जी.
पांच ऐसे भी बहुत सारे पेरेंट्स हैं जो खुद दोनों मिला के मतलब वन ऑफ देम भी पांचवी क्लास पास नहीं है. किसी बिहार में, मध्य प्रदेश में कहीं से आके वो रिक्शा चलाने आए थे, किसी ढाबे पे काम करने आए थे, किसी कार साफ करने आए थे. प्रॉब्लम ये थी कि वहां और टीचर्स के बीच में बड़ा गैप था. हमने एक मतलब इफ यू आस्क मी कि बजट तो कोई भी दे सकता है. बहुत सारा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बनता है, बिगड़ता है. मेन हमने जो इंटरवेंशन किया वो है पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग. पेरेंट टीचर के बीच में एक नया तरह से डायलॉग स्थापित किया. हमें थोड़ा सा एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी करना पड़ा उसके लिए. हमने जब पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग्स कराई प्राइवेट स्कूल के बच्चों को, वो थोड़ा सा लग सकता है व्हाई सो मच ऑफ फज, लेकिन हमने गवर्नमेंट में मतलब इस माहौल बनाया कि जिस दिन पहली पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग थी कि पेरेंट्स को वेलकम किया जाएगा, टीका विका लगा के उनको चाय ऑफर की जाएगी, उनका स्वागत किया जाएगा.
सो दे पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोसेस, दे फील इन्वॉल्व, पार्ट ऑफ द.
उसके बाद मैं आपको छोटा सा एनेक्डोटल एग्जांपल दूंगा. मैं ऐसे पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग के दौरान घूम रहा था और एक टीचर पहली पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग में वो पेरेंट से बात कर रही थी. इत्तफाक से मैं गया कमरे में जाके बैठ गया. आई हर्ड द कन्वर्सेशन. आफ्टर दैट दिस टीचर सॉ मी एंड स्टार्टेड क्राइंग. मैंने कहा क्या हुआ. कि सर आपने हमारी आंखें खोल दी. मैं क्या हुआ. अभी तक हम सोचते थे कि ये जो पेरेंट्स हैं ना ये अपने बच्चों पे ध्यान नहीं देते हैं, पर आज पीटीएम में मुझे पता चला कि ये आदमी सुबह उठता है 4 बजे, कार साफ करता है गलियों की, उसके बाद सब्जी का ठेला लगाता है, ये कब ध्यान देगा. तो पहली बार उनको लगा कि हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी कुछ और थी और हम सोच रहे थे पेरेंट्स ठीक से ध्यान नहीं देते हैं. तो वो पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग जैसे, और फिर हमने अपने टीचर्स के साथ में कई तरह के प्रयोग किए. मेंटर टीचर्स बैठे हैं मेरे यहाँ पे, हर पांच स्कूल के, क्योंकि अभी क्या है इंस्पेक्टर राज है गवर्नमेंट स्कूल सिस्टम में, मिसेस चौना समझती हैं उसको, गवर्नमेंट स्कूल सिस्टम इज विक्टिम ऑफ इंस्पेक्टर राज। टीचर के ऊपर और प्रिंसिपल के ऊपर सिर्फ और सिर्फ इंस्पेक्टर होता है, मिनिस्टर होता है, एडवाइजर कोई नहीं है। आज एक फिजिक्स का टीचर अच्छे से फिजिक्स नहीं पढ़ा सकता, मान लीजिए उससे कुछ नए चैलेंजेस आ रहे हैं, वो किससे बात करे? हमने तय किया कि हमारे ही टीचर्स में से मेंटर टीचर हर पांच स्कूल के ऊपर एक लगाया और उनको सारे दुनिया के बढ़िया बेस्ट ऑफ द बेस्ट ट्रेनिंग्स कराई। आज वो मल्टीप्लाई हो रहे हैं अपने आप में, तो उन सबसे चेंजेस आए हैं।
और इज दिस बीइंग एक्नॉलेज्ड बिकॉज द एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर मिस्टर प्रकाश जावड़ेकर हैज ट्वीटेड एज चौकीदार प्रकाश जावड़ेकर, ही सेज दैट केवीज इन नवोदय विद्यालय आर गेटिंग द बेस्ट पास परसेंटेजेस एंड दिस रिफ्लेक्ट्स द क्वालिटी ऑफ एजुकेशन दैट द गवर्नमेंट इज गिविंग और इज प्रेजेंट एट गवर्नमेंट स्कूल्स।
देखिए केंद्रीय विद्यालय भी अच्छा परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं, नवोदय विद्यालय भी अच्छा परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं। केंद्रीय विद्यालय के साथ में जैसे प्राइवेट स्कूल्स में भी एक प्लस पॉइंट होता है कि वहाँ एक बड़ी संख्या है जहाँ रिसोर्सफुल फैमिलीज से बच्चे आते हैं, या कम से कम दोनों पेरेंट्स पढ़े, दोनों में से कम एक ठीक ठाक लेवल तक पढ़ा हुआ है। यहाँ तो लार्जली आप 50% से ज्यादा कोई हाई स्कूल भी नहीं होता है।
And that has to be taken into account, you're
saying. That has to be taken, like someone said here. दूसरी बात यह है कि अभी मतलब केंद्रीय विद्यालय के पास भी मैक्सिमम बच्चे गवर्नमेंट सर्वेंट्स के होते हैं, गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉयज के होते हैं। हमारे यहाँ एक रिक्शा पुलर, एक धोबी, एक सफाई कर्मचारी, हाउस में मेड जिसके हस्बैंड नहीं है, ऐसी सोसाइटी से जब बच्चे आते हैं उनके घर में, मैं झुग्गियों में जाता हूँ कई बार, मुझे सुबह, मुझे ऐसे कहना नहीं चाहिए कोई ऑफेंडेड फील ना करे, कई बार मुझे लोग सुबह शराब पिए हुए मिलते हैं सुबह सुबह। अब उनके बच्चे को मैं स्कूल में हैंडल कर रहा हूँ, मेरे टीचर हैंडल कर रहा है, उसका चैलेंज एक अलग तरीके का चैलेंज है। उस सब के बीच में इन टीचर्स ने लाके 86% के रिजल्ट को 94 कर दिया। 94, I mean, it's commendable. They have done, commendable. They have really achieved something great.
That's truly education. Okay. I want to go across to Vineet, ma'am, who's joining us from Hyderabad as an artist. Vineet, join us here on this debate. You know, we have this week a lot of students who are very stressed because they may not have gotten the grades that they thought they would or they would have liked. And even if they've gotten very high grades, they may not get to do what they want to do, what would make them happy. What would you say to them? What's your story?
Well, so technically I'm from Bangalore. I am in Hyderabad to do a show. I just got done with my show and I'm here after. So when it comes to education, I've always been quite bad at it. I've failed my 9th grade, I failed my 11th and 12th, and I failed all 3 years of my degree. So I had 11 back papers altogether. It sort of was a good thing and a bad thing because I knew much early on that I wasn't among those kids that I was listening to who got 94 and 95. So it's fine not to get the better marks. It's fine to fail because when you fail at something, you're not good at it. So I think it gives you more time and more space to explore things that you are good at. And in school, in college, I was always forced to focus on things that I was really bad at. And I think that this thing has to change. If a child is bad at something, don't send them to tuitions to make them better. Maybe try and figure out a way to get that subject out of their curriculum. Focus on things that they're good at. If I was given music at a much earlier stage, I would be a lot stronger at what I do. I currently work as a beatboxer, as a little bit of a musician, and a MC and a host. And it's a sustainable job. I've been doing this for the last 13 years and it's a fantastic career. And it did not matter that I failed early on. So to all the kids who are stressing out, it's absolutely fine that you fail. Just laugh it off. It's okay. Explain to your parents that there are things that you are good at and start focusing on things that you're good at.
You know, Vineet, that's easier said than done, explaining to your parents that you want to beatbox. I don't think many people here even know what beatboxing is. I don't want to play devil's advocate. I hate to play this role, but you know, honestly, when you say you failed in class 9, you failed in class 10, okay, you failed in all 3 years of your college, I mean, come on, surely everybody needs a basics in math to get by in life. When you're saying don't give them a subject they're not good at.
Definitely.
Are you a parent? As a parent, would you agree? If your child told you in class 9, I'm not good at math, I don't want to do this.
No, I'm not a parent. Well, the basics is definitely important. The basic understanding of anything is extremely important. But if you're going to... I did not get a lot of the complicated math. And in fact, math was one of the subjects I failed at consistently. And I wasted so much of my life on math. And it's quite sad now if I think about all the time that I've actually lost, that I could concentrate on something that I was actually good at, which was music. And I was good at music when I was a kid. But I was never taught anything through a formal education with music. So I'm still sort of weak when it comes to that space. But I've learned to sort of use YouTube as a way to learn. My peers, and there are very supportive people in my life who have now given me the basics in music. So
you're saying
it's good
if,
for me now,
if there's an aspiring artist who's a student...
I would say don't stress...
Sorry, you're saying if there's an aspiring artist who's a student, this current educational format doesn't work for someone like that.
Actually,
no, not exactly. I think we need to talk about it.
Yeah, not exactly. Times have changed.
I like to say something.
Okay. I'll just come. Let him finish something.
Wait. Okay, so I'm speaking. Well, okay, so if you're an artist, focus on your art. It's okay if you're failing. It's absolutely fine. Don't care about the grades. Don't care about passing. If you can't pass, it's absolutely fine. The world is not like how it was back in the day. People are getting hired not because of their grades, not because of how much marks they're scoring, but because of their skill sets. Work on making yourself a better person. And this is something that we're really not taught in school or in college. We're not taught how to be kind. We're not taught life skills. We're not taught how to do our taxes. And these things are really important. Oh, yeah. Forget being an artist. Learn how to live as a decent human being. And that should be the base. And from there, go on to learn at what you're good at. Focus on what you're good at. Not just for artists. It can be anyone else. It can be any other form of profession. It can be the host of this show, Sarah. You can be a host without having good grades. If you know your basic history, if you know how to hold a show together, you don't need good grades to run a show like this.
But I did have good grades. I just want to put it out there. As a backup, Dr. Sen, can you come in here? Do
you
need
did.
It as a backup?
You did.
Go ahead, Vineet.
Yes.
Okay. I guess.
Dr. Okay. Sen, come in over here. Aptitude and attitude matter.
Of course. I mean, aptitude and attitude both matter. And I think that that is where, without taking away anything from the effort and the achievements and all these wonderful young people and the very successful panelists out here, I'm going to shift the lens a bit. And I'm going to, you know, perhaps focus on a large number of other children who have not made it to this platform, right? I don't think we've invited anybody who's got a 70 or a 80 today to discuss what their challenges might be, isn't it? Yeah, and I see that part of the spectrum. And I just wanted to highlight a few statistics and realities about our student population. So just to know that depression has actually skyrocketed. It has grown exponentially. One in four, 25% of young people have clinical depression by the time they're 18. So that's the kind of figures that we're looking at. India has one of the highest rates of suicide amongst adolescents in the world. One young person kills themselves every hour. Every hour. Those are the statistics, right? And I do think a large part of what is happening with the rest of the population who have not made it, so to say, are struggling with their feelings, with their self-esteem, with their notion of what success means.
Yeah.
And those are questions we need to ask.
Yeah.
I think in our education system, particularly in the last 4 years from 9th onwards, you know, there's a funneling of all resources, of schools, of children, and all they want to do is get that percentage to get into the right college or crack an entrance exam, right? All the rest of the thing that Vineet was talking about, life skills, you know, emotional well-being, making
empathy.
A good relationships, trustworthy relationships,
yep.
Knowing how to protect yourself from the very, you know, dangerous and perhaps abusive community that we have, you know, somehow managed to kind of, contribute to. All of that is not talked about at all. The question about education in my mind is that valuable in today's day? When we talk about holistic education, how much of time and effort should we devote to those kind of things so that everybody doesn't get the marks that they want, right?
Yes.
And in fact, the large majority probably do not. They do not get into colleges that they aspire to do. How do they handle their feelings? How do they handle the kind of, eyes or criticism? Or their hope going away, right? How do they deal with that, right? How about talking about, like Vineet was saying, kindness, compassion, rather than competition, right? Building a community, rather than be at loggerheads at a drop of a hat. those are the things that I think we can equip our children with. You know, we also have to look at what are we doing to our children by giving them a good degree or a lot of percentage and 95s, etc. Are we preparing them to deal with life 20 years from now? Did we today, sitting here, 20 years back, know how our world will be? Mm-hmm. I mean, the world is changing at a rapid pace. But what we can equip them with in our education system is life skills, the ability to contemplate, to have an open mind about what kind of things they can do, what kind of choices they might have, right? So,
I'm glad you brought this up.
Can I just also just comment or bring up this issue about whether maths is important or not, because you brought it up, right? Now, you know, my son had difficulty with maths, and although he was somewhat reluctant, in grade 9, me and my wife persuaded him to drop it, maths and science both. Yeah, he's in a liberal arts college doing humanities and doing very well. And, it absolutely doesn't make a difference, I don't think. And those kind of different pathways of education have to become open to children. Children who are wired differently, children who think Correct. Differently, learn differently. And I don't think we do that in our system. And that
I'm
is
glad
why the big revolution
you touched upon
to
a very important yeah? point about mental health right now. Yeah. You know, because within the last 2 weeks, since the Class 12 board exam results have been declared by the Intermediate Board of Education in Telangana, over 20 students have committed suicide. Now, the board officials have admitted that there was a what they're calling technical glitch that led to erroneous marks being awarded to students. One child got a 0 on a subject that was later corrected. It became 99. The question is, who's responsible for these unfortunate suicides of young boys and girls? Were these errors results of, you know, this goof up? Or was it the environment that we live in that's led these kids to kill themselves? How much of this fiasco contributed to the unfortunate deaths of these students? We have Jyotsna, Professor Jyotsna, she's a political analyst. Ma'am, coming over here, so many suicides that we've seen. These children, it's easy to sit in studios here and, you know, hold up successes like Husha and say, you don't need marks. But obviously for these kids, the reality was very different and they either didn't get support from their families, their schools, they were shamed, but so many have killed themselves, over 20 in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. The problem is, to be very precise, it's not even 20, it's more than 25 as on date. The problem basically lies with the state affairs, the government, the board officials, the agency that's been handling the entire issue. I'll tell you why. Because we are handling the kids of 16 and 17 years. They are very immature. Their emotional quotient is pretty high. And, you know, they don't know what is life in front of them. We have to counsel them. We have to be with them all through the entire state. But what happened here is around 10 lakhs of the intermediate board students, 10 lakhs, were the future of all these kids has been given to an agency which does not even have the expertise in dealing with this. The board was very, very, negligent in their affairs. The agency was negligent. The state wasn't even caring about that. Before all this, I'll tell you one thing. For the past 5 years in our state, the amount of expenditure on education has gone down from 16.5 to 9. That's the amount of importance that the state is giving to the education of the children. And after the results were out, it was very clear that the technical glitch and the manual errors both put together have led into the confusion there. But in all these circumstances, none from the state officials, none from the state government made a point saying that we'll take care of it. They are not owning up the mistake yet. None has been, you know, held responsible individually for what is happening. Mm-hmm. So all these issues
have contributed.
Cropping up, they, you know, the children very, very young, they do not know where they are leading.
Correct. So we need...
They just were so confused. They just were so neglected.
Can I jump
yes,
in?
Yes, Amit. So coming over here, because obviously these students, like she said, they're so young. Yes. We don't know enough that, look, life 20 years down the line, unless you're in a TV studio like this, nobody's going to ask you what your board exam results were.
Yes,
but
yes.
These children obviously felt that, you know, embracing death is better than repeating a year.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine what must be going through their mind? And the question, of course, I mean, you know, what has happened is extremely tragic. And some of these agencies who are responsible for these must be penalized for it. Yeah,
yes.
That's one part of it. But what it also exposes is the kind of onus young people put on just those marks, as if there's nothing else that exists in their lives. And what have we got them to in our education system, where none of the other things, their relationships, the other hobbies, that their sports perhaps, dance maybe, none of this matters anymore. That one mark, and as you said, you know, the prospect of having to repeat it another 1 year completely shatters them. And I think we as a community or as a system have brought our children to this juncture where they get into so much of despair just on that one mark, one percentage, or one college that they don't get into. That's what we have to take cognizance of.
Ma'am, Sarah,
एक सबसे बड़ी प्रॉब्लम क्या हो गई है कि हमारे जो एजुकेशन की हमारी अंडरस्टैंडिंग एज ए नेशन एज ए सोसाइटी उसमें बड़ी प्रॉब्लम्स हैं. हमने कहा एक मेन कोर्स होगा, कुछ एक्स्ट्रा करिकुलर एक्टिविटीज होंगी. अब आप टॉपर से पूछते हैं कि अच्छा, मेन कोर्स के साथ साथ आप एक्स्ट्रा करिकुलर भी कर रहे थे. Why can't dance be part of main course then?
Why
can't dance be
related?
Why
can't dance?
मेरा कहना है कि जब ये तो एक exceptional case है. I know a girl who did suicide. हम लोगों ने TV पे भी बहुत देखा उसको. मेरी विधानसभा में एक लड़की 9th class में पढ़ने वाली, अपने school के वो बच्चों ने मुझे बताया, हमारे school की hero होती थी वो, star होती थी. She was such a wonderful singer, musician. लेकिन 9th के grade में, लेकिन उसके score कम रह गए. अब किसी टीचर ने या सोसाइटी ने या कहीं किसी पेरेंट ने उसको टीज किया होगा, तुम्हारे नंबर कम क्यों रह गए. क्यों? बिकॉज मेन कोर्स मैटर्स. अपने स्कूल की स्टार, वो लड़के, मैं गया इस स्कूल में, बच्चों से मिला, रो रहे थे कि यार हमारे स्कूल की स्टार थी वो, कहीं किसी ने उसको टीज किया कि तुम्हारे नंबर कैसे कम रह गए, उसने सुसाइड कर लिया लड़की ने. तो वो जो हमारी अंडरस्टैंडिंग है एजुकेशन के बारे में, इट्स नॉट अबाउट वन फैमिली, इट्स अबाउट द नेशन. पूरे के पूरे देश के अंडरस्टैंडिंग एजुकेशन के बारे में हमने यहाँ लाके खड़ा कर दिया. एक चीज और, सारा एक चीज, अभी इतने सारे टॉपर्स बैठे हैं, गवर्नमेंट स्कूल के टॉपर्स भी बैठे हैं, प्राइवेट स्कूल से मतलब नेशनल टॉपर्स बैठे हुए हैं. आई वांट टू आस्क देम कि अगर आपको एक चॉइस दी जाती कि आप पास हो जाइए एंड द सिस्टम, गवर्नमेंट और सोसाइटी विल टेक केयर ऑफ योर एडमिशन ऑफ योर चॉइस, नॉट कॉलेज बट एटलीस्ट कोर्स, यू वॉन्ट टू डू समथिंग, आपको एक अच्छे कॉलेज में एडमिशन मिल जाएगा, आप लोगों को इतना प्यार होता फिर इतने टॉपर, इतने रैंक से? मतलब मैं कहना चाह रहा हूं कि अगर इतनी अश्योरेंस हो जाए कि आप बस पास भर हो जाइए, आपको आपके चॉइस में हायर एजुकेशन में एडमिशन मिल जाएगा, चॉइस के सब्जेक्ट्स में, क्या कोई 99% 100% इन सब की रेस में भागेगा?
प्लीज, आई डाउट एनी वन वॉन्ट्स टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट. एनी स्टूडेंट Any students?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Kushak, say something.
I just want to further Sir's point. We are talking about counseling the students. What about sensitizing the ecosystem?
Yeah.
Sensitizing the parents. Why are there no sensitizing sessions for parents? Why are there no sensitizing sessions for those relatives who ask, ki beta number kitne aaye? I feel what really affects students, or what affected me, was what my parents will think. What my teachers will think, and what my door ki bhua will think if I don't score the marks that they expected me to score.
Problem ye hai ki wo cheez aa kahan se rahi hai, because unki chinta ye nahi ki aapke number kam kyun aaye, unki chinta hai ki number kam aa gaye to beta admission kaise hoga.
Ha bilkul.
Yeah, but
problem driving us pura ke puri problem ka driving force ye hai ki beta tumhare, they feel about you ki unka number kam aa gaya to admission kaise hoga us college. Agar
zindagi mein kya
problem, main isliye bol raha tha ki avenues nahi hai. Aap higher education ke avenue create kariye, आपके सुसाइड भी बंद हो जाएंगे और आपका ये स्ट्रेस लेवल भी खत्म हो जाएगा. और इसीलिए गवर्नमेंट्स को, आई एम श्योर, पता नहीं कैसे तेलंगाना को, मेरा इमेज है कि भाई बड़ा डेवलप, अगेन दैट डेफिनेशन ऑफ डेवलपमेंट, कि बहुत डेवलपमेंट पे काम हो रहा है, हाई एंड डेवलपमेंट पे काम हो रहा है. अगर एजुकेशन का बजट 16% से काट के 9% कर रहे हैं, तो व्हाट इज आवर डेफिनेशन ऑफ, वी हैव टू चेंज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ डेवलपमेंट देन.
Ma'am, come in here, but I want to just make the caveat that, you know, you were principal of a school that was fettered for students coming out with great scores and not necessarily focusing on extracurricular activities.
I think there was a question of understanding which kind of students wanted to join which kind of school. Now, there could be a school that is emphasizing only academics, be it Delhi Public School, R.K. Puram. Now, these kids came from other states, they wanted A class education, and they received it here without going to tuitions.
So know your child and put them in a school that would fit their aptitude.
So everybody does not have to be there. Now the question that now we have a national debate and the whole country is probably watching, we need to understand that education is not marks.
Correct.
Education is not examinations. Our total teaching is examination oriented. The stress on the children is so high that even in my school there used to be a Monday test. Well, I was just a principal, so I didn't have too much of say, like, you know, in any private school. But the fact still remains that the kids are under stress. They attend school, they attend, they have to appear for their Monday test, then they go for tuitions. And if somebody wants to play games or wants to do any other extracurricular activity, then the parents say, what will happen to you? Now, even the entrance to the colleges must not be based on marks. Other things should be considered. Yes. They must take the responsibility of entrance exams. They must take the responsibility of the certificates that they receive from the school. Why are we not giving enough importance to the schools? After all, a school knows a child for 12 years, 14 years, 8 years, 10 years.
Yes, okay. So we do have students in the audience. We'll go across to them after a short break. Let's just go in for a break now and come back to more on that. All right, as promised, we have students here who want to raise some points. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Udbhav and I've recently passed out from class 12th. My basic question was that in our community, I've heard from teachers, family and even friends and even political figures such as our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi, how we should not take a lot of stress or before our board papers or even during the papers. But at the end of the day, I feel no one gives a viable option on how to reduce the stress that each and every student actually faces, which leads to the suicide rates and etc. So I was hoping for
We were all talking about like how you can like decide afterwards what you want to do. You have time, and then the entire idea of holistic evaluation and like having a system where you don't have to worry about marks to get into college. But this is like a really ideal situation, and we're honestly very entitled people. We're like very entitled people. Like a majority of people don't have time till they're 29 to think about whether they want to study or whether they want to go into economics, because before they even know it, their parents are like, you know what, just go and take a job.
That's an interesting point.
Manish sir, mera sawal aapse hai ye ki aap abhi sab hum sab baat kar rahe hain, skills ki baat kar rahe hain, hum education ki baat kar rahe hain. All are good. You did very well. But अभी अगर आप देखेंगे हमारे नियर अबाउट एरियाज के अंदर सहर रोहिला पदम नगर के अंदर से हम आए हैं, तो वहां पर जो है स्किल्स भी हैं, एजुकेशन में अच्छे मार्क्स भी लेके आ रहे हैं, लेकिन बच्चा डिसाइड नहीं कर पा रहा है कि मेरे को क्या चूज करना है. 50% वाला बच्चा भी जो है एमटेक बीटेक में एडमिशन ले रहा है बट जॉब नहीं है. तो सबसे बड़ा फैक्ट यही है कि जॉब कैसे मिलेगा और उसके परसेंटेज के भी आप उसका स्किल्स में कैसे आगे बढ़ सकता है वो.
That's the big question of the selection. Where are the jobs, Mr. Sisodia?
Can I respond to this now? That's an interesting question.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, two more.
Okay. Hello, I'm Kanak and I just passed out this year. So my question is, as you said that extracurricular activities are not given much importance as main courses are given. So
why not? Okay.
My name is Shivam and I'm from Modern School Vasant Vihar. I just gave the board exams. So my question to you is that there are many students, many of my friends as well, that who do apply to universities abroad. So why can't we get that sort of a system which also evaluates the extracurricular activities equally as the...
So everybody's talking about that.
So
Mr. Sisodia.
So, aapka question ko pehle respond karna chahunga. Again, wo notional understanding of education is a problem in our country. Hamare liye education ka matlab khali job karna hota hai. Main apne government ke aur private schoolon mein bhi jata hoon. वहां असेंबलीज में बच्चों से क्वेश्चन करता हूं कि आप में से कितने लोग नौकरी करना चाहते हैं. 99.9% केसेस में बच्चे हाथ उठा के बोलते हैं हम नौकरी करना चाहते हैं. मैं उनसे पूछता हूं, अगर सारे जॉब करोगे तो जॉब प्रोवाइडर कहां से आएगा, अगर सारे जॉब सीकर बनोगे? बिकॉज हम क्लास 1 से क्लास 12 तक मेहनत करते हैं बच्चे के माइंड सेट पर. बेटा अच्छे से पढ़ लेगा ना तो अच्छे कॉलेज में एडमिशन मिल जाएगा और फिर अच्छी नौकरी मिल जाएगी. वी सेलिब्रेट जॉब सीकर्स. मैं अपनी यूनिवर्सिटीज में जाके बोला हूं कि हम 4 साल के कोर्स के बाद में हम बोलते हैं हमारे इतने बच्चों ने इतना का पैकेज ले लिया. मैंने अपने वाइस चांसलर्स को कहा, व्हाई डोंट वी सेलिब्रेट कि हमारे इतने बच्चों ने जाके इतने लोगों को जॉब दे दी, उनको आप एनुअल फंक्शंस में सेलिब्रेट करिए. अभी हमने एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप कैरिकुलम जो लागू किया है 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, हम 9th क्लास से बच्चे के सामने उसके माइंडसेट में डेवलप करेंगे कि जीने के दो तरीके हैं नौकरी करने के, एजुकेशन के साथ, या तो नौकरी कर सकते हो या नौकरी दे सकते हो साथ साथ. जब आप उस माइंडसेट पे लाओगे, मे बी आफ्टर 4 years, 5 years, वी विल गेट दैट सॉल्यूशन. वरना हम इंडिया इज ए, मतलब बिकॉज ऑफ दिस एजुकेशन, इंडिया इज बिकमिंग अ कंट्री ऑफ जॉब सीकर्स, नॉट जॉब प्रोवाइडर्स.
ओके, वी आर आउट ऑफ टाइम, बट आई वांट टू एंड गिव विनीत द लास्ट वर्ड. यू कैन बीट बॉक्स इफ यू लाइक, बट यू आर समवन हु इज एक्चुअली द काइंड ऑफ पर्सन मिस्टर सिसोदिया इज टॉकिंग अबाउट. यूव गॉन ऑफ द, यू नो, बीटन द मच वॉक्ड अपॉन ट्रैक. यू आर डूइंग समथिंग ऑन योर ओन. यू आर प्रोबब्ली एम्प्लॉइंग पीपल बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट यू डू. सो द लास्ट वर्ड टू यू टुनाइट.
Okay, so I want to say, firstly, to the people who are actually scoring marks, who are scoring really good marks, you should continue doing so. And for those of y'all who are not, don't fret. Like the gentleman who was saying before, India is becoming a place of job seekers. Create your own jobs. Entrepreneurship is huge in India. There are so many spaces that require solutions, and the government is not providing it, nor is the private sector. We as individuals or as communities can come together to provide solutions to a lot of the problems that we're facing. India is going through massive issues with pollution, with devastation of its environment. We're losing our trees. Our air is getting dirtier by the day. We have more and more bikes and cars on the streets. All of these need solutions, and we need long-term solutions. And these are solutions that all of y'all who are not doing well in schools and colleges can actually solve. Right. So there are so many spaces that you can employ yourself in. So don't wait for someone to employ you. Go ahead and employ yourself.
That's a great note to end on. Vineet, I'm just going to let you go into a break so we can sing to your tune, basically, or dance to your tune, and go ahead.
You want me to beatbox?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yep.
All right, so that's a good note to end on. Vineet has managed to make his profession doing something he loves, and that gives hope to all of us. Thank you so much for joining us on We the People tonight. Thank you, Vineet. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Sharma, I wanted to...
Thank you for having me.